Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
.246 Friday. It's the Hardline. Jim Huer in for TJ Moe. John Hadley is propositioning a millennial for a lighter somewhere. He'll be back with us soon.
Changes his tune really quick.
Matt Rocchio.
If he's going to the millennials, he may need to learn how to vape.
They're gonna hold. They're gonna hold the lighter out and say quinoa and say quinoa is the new steak, and I'll give you the lighter. And John's gonna have to not smoke.
He'll be here back in studio in a little bit. He is on a smoke break. Sometimes you got to decompress, and that's what John's doing. So welcome to the Hardline. We got a lot of stuff coming up later on today. We got Hockey Sense coming up with Andy Strickland a little bit later on. I know Andy's going to have, I believe, Jordan Binnington on the show.
And I believe John Davidson as well.
Okay. Well, there you go. Listen to that, because that'll be good to hear from JD. And also big news this weekend, anticipation for whatever's going to happen with Pat Maroon's day with the Stanley Cup this weekend. That is his day coming up this weekend, and I'm sure we're going to get lots of reports. We'll get lots of social media and other things regarding Pat Maroon's day with the Stanley Cup. By the way, Pat has not signed anywhere yet. He's still a free agent, but I think maybe after he calms down after his day with the Stanley Cup, we might hear something and see what he wants to do in terms of where he may go in the National Hockey League for the upcoming season. I know the Blues are still there, but they're kind of on the back burner and have given him the opportunity to go out and explore and see what else is out there on the Hardline. John, we were waiting for you to return because we have a lot of people that wanted to get their words to you on the text.
Oh, go ahead, Rock, or Jim, whoever.
How about Dave?
I got it in front of me. Altsy says, but you've had hot dogs all your life, Hadley, House of Gout. Pepe says, Hadley wants Rachel Maddow. Is she dipped in Crisco and fried?
Oh, man. Don't start.
Rob Dibble's butt tattoo. John, you spent your entire life without a brain.
If I only had a brain.
Cousin Rude Poodle says, someone shut this fat dinosaur up. People also paid in gold coins before paper currency. Why don't you just do that, Bart Smith?
Oh, hold on. Whoa.
Are we about to talk about fiat currencies?
Once again.
All right, here we go.
No. Once again, a very simple, ignorant comment, Jim. Because that paper currency, Rock, is supported by?
It used to be.
No, still is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Do we need to have a discussion about fiat currencies and how no money is actually backed by gold anymore in the world?
Rock.
What?
Let's see the
it's
U.S.
It's not backed by gold anymore.
Let's see the U.S. dump its gold and see what happens to the dollar.
We're not on the gold standard anymore.
Have them drop the gold and see what happens to the currency.
U.S. dropped the gold standard in...
Rock, I'm not debating that contention. I'm saying if the U.S. does not have the gold stockpile, the currency means nothing.
They don't have the gold stockpile is my point, John.
Yes, they do.
Why do you think they won't let anybody audit the Fed?
Well, because you don't want to know what you want to know.
It's a need-to-know basis.
I mean,
Fed, that private bank that's not owned by Americans?
Let me ask you a question, Rock. If you have $250,000 sitting in your house, are you going to go around telling people?
If they partially own that money,
If you don't own that money.
I don't?
No. There's a collective group of people who own that money. Not you.
Yeah, and it's called the Rothschilds and the other people who attend those weird get-togethers that they never want us to know about.
You mean
they're the ones who own it.
You mean the rich people who shouldn't have any money because they never earned it, like Bill Gates?
I never said that.
Like Paul Allen? It's amazing. Do you ever see the way these people... Jeff Bezos went deep into debt, used his own money to start a company that is so successful now that people ridicule him.
That he's giving a couple billion to his ex-wife?
Bill Gates and Paul Allen started a business out of their garage that became so successful that they're mocked now. Warren Buffett started in the grocery business. So successful now, people. The problem is, there was a time in this country that we revered winners, that we appreciated success. Now, It's like somebody gave it to him. No, nobody gave Bill Gates a damn thing. He earned it. Paul Allen.
He earned it.
What's the boy from Apple? Forget his name.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. It's just amazing to me now. It's amazing to me. $15. Although that $15 by 2025 may not be that bad. But $15 right now, can you imagine these people at McDonald's protesting they want $15 an hour? For what? How about you first get two consecutive orders right? One freaking time in the same week, get two orders right, and then ask for a freaking raise. How about that? How about if you do that?
Huh? Sports schmortz. I just tweeted John Hadley is incapable of achieving an erection because it's true. Engine Joe's K-Red Magic Man.
So, Jim Huer.
Yes.
No, it's amazing to me. McDonald's workers want $15 an hour.
Nope, it's not going to go back.
Nobody ever said McDonald's was supposed to be a 30-year job.
No, those are entry-level positions. You're not
unbelievable. And what are you doing to get that $15?
Getting your order wrong, apparently.
You don't want to know. Hadley, you know about as much about millennials as you do about losing weight. Suck starter shotgun douche, the handsy rabbi. Hugh Beaumont's giant flesh.
Something. His handle's the handsy rabbi.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you were going to appreciate his nod towards the Jewish faith or not.
Well, anyhow, all right. So Jim Huer,
yes.
Am I fooling myself? Am I caught up in misplaced glee? Do the Cardinals have a chance at the? Obviously, they have a chance.
Yeah.
The question is, do you think they're going to make postseason play?
I'm still very skeptical because there are still a lot of other groups that are right in the same space that they are. The Braves, the Phillies, whoever wins this division, the team that doesn't is involved there. I think they have that opportunity. I'm still don't see anywhere, John, where this team can put together a 5-6 game winning streak right now, because they play well a couple nights and then they have a couple nights where you that's why they're 500. They're kind of where they are right now. That's who they are. They're a 500 team. They're good for a couple of games. Guess what? They're going to stink for a couple more because they're just not. I'm not even going to use the word fundamentals because that's not the right word. They're just not that solid of a roster to be able to put together a stretch of, you know, 7 wins in a row, or for better yet, let's say 10 of 12. I don't think they're that good yet. And that's what it's going to take to get themselves into the playoffs.
Do you, playing John Mozeliak, spend assets believing that one or two deals could catapult you into serious contention?
See, that's where I don't know. I don't think John Mozeliak will do it myself. Okay, but if I had the opportunity, I think you have to try and make something happen. But that's me. I don't think, based on John Mozeliak's history, that he's going to be able to pull something off, because you need an impact player in the lineup to add to this group to make them win 10 of 12. I truly believe that. There isn't any. You need an impact player somewhere. If it's an impact guy who's going to be an absolute great leadoff guy, go get him. Or if it's another impact bat to go in the middle of the lineup, go get him. That will help trump it. But just to sit there and go, well, I'm going to pick up a guy who can play a little bit here, a little bit there, that isn't going to work. Or a middle relief guy. I don't think a middle relief guy even is the guy who's going to help this team go on one of those stretches. They need some kind of impact right now.
Matt of Family Rockio?
Yes, sir.
Answer the freaking question.
What was the question again? Jim gave a very,
wait,
very
do I look like Pat
answer.
Sajak?
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Give me an A, please.
Are the Cardinals going to make the playoffs?
No.
If you're Mozeliak, do you try and make a trade to bolster this team?
Yes, but I'm making
spending
the
assets, legitimate assets.
Yes, but I'm making the trade to bolster the 2020 team. By Marcelo Ozuna.
Okay.
Can you get rid of him though? That's the one
I think
thing.
I think you can, yeah.
Because he's hurt. Who wants a guy that's hurt?
Yeah, that's true.
No more King in Cleveland, Solomon?
Yes.
Oh. And I think he said yes in that manner to both questions.
Yes, he did.
Trying to be so incredibly witty that one word answers both questions.
The opposite of what he was doing earlier.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. All right, pukes, punks, whiners, criers.
Is that back to the
mama's
text line?
Little boys.
Fungo is a big fan of yours.
Where are you going tonight? Oh, wherever I get enough money from mom and dad to go, I'm going.
Going to see that crappy Lion King.
So what does
movie.
Fungo have to say?
100% spot on, Hadley. Whenever there is an issue, everyone pivots to race and nobody thinks about these police officers and how hard their job really is. I love this. Fungo.
It's true.
That's 100%.
And then he goes after the Hansy Rabbi a little bit.
Did you see that fire at the St. Charles
motorcycle place
last night?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah.
If I'm standing next to a fire, when was the last time that you ever barbecued, Jimmy? Open pit fire?
Oh, a couple of weeks ago.
Right? Rock?
Well, it's been a while.
Dave?
I don't know if I've ever barbecued around an open pit.
Ooh. Okay. So you're going to cause problems for your people. Now, Jim.
Yes.
Once that fire heats up and it's going.
You cook brisket in a closed fire, though.
And you stand over that fire and you're turning those burgers.
You're fine.
You better be fast.
It's hot, man.
Yep. Get in, get out, move on.
Right.
Yes.
I'm watching that fire last night and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what's going to explode. I don't know what could explode. All I know is I would be, if I were in that area, I would be driving so fast that I could be in Warrenton within 5 minutes.
Absolutely true.
And yet all I kept seeing was fire truck after fire truck after fire truck pulling up. I mean, whether it's a police officer, whether it's a fire, I mean, that, there's a guy walking up to a massive complex on fire. Flame shooting stories high with the potential of various different explosive materials armed with a frickin' hose. That's my guy.
Those are the true
That's
heroes.
My guy.
Yep.
Not some smart-ass 29-year-old senator or House of Representative individual. Not some rapper, not some athlete, not some country and western singer who wants to make a smart-ass comment on the tweet feed.
Yeah, Blake Shelton. I don't know actually who did that. I'm
no.
just throwing out of country music, sorry.
We as a country have lost sight of what's important. When we come back,
which is
delving further into the Cardinals.
It wasn't important
Jim,
to America?
They're listening to
590 The Fan. It's The Hard Line. More after this.